morning, good morning, good morning. Hope all is well with you and yours, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on in, brothers and sisters. Greetings. Hope all is well with you and yours as we go before the Lord on today. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about his goodness and his greatness. And more importantly, I want to wish many of you a happy new year as we complete this year today. Today being the last day of the year. So a lot of people use this as a page to, or a situation to turn over the page into the what they're doing going forward, or to kind of wipe the slate. And I just wanted to finish this thing off right. We started this way, and I wanted to finish this way, and I want to make sure that we got this in. So hope that you had a fantastic day on yesterday, celebrating God and just knowing that he's so good to us. He's better to us than we've ever been to ourselves. And when to come out and, you know, I tell you, we have 10 foundational beliefs that we believe in, and we've been going through this for the last, today will be day 8. I will give us tomorrow. I won't come on tomorrow because of the holiday, allow you to go out and enjoy your family. I want to enjoy mine, but I want to go ahead and we'll talk about day 8, foundational belief number 8, and I want to read that to you. And let's talk about it. Let's explain and I'll expound upon the word of God. And we'll get on out of here and you can enjoy the rest of your day this New Year's Eve, last day of 2018. All right. So, foundational belief number 8. And it says this. We believe that the resurrection and rapture of the true church of God is imminent. We believe that the resurrection and the rapture of the true church of God is imminent. What do we mean? We believe that we're going to be ratcheted up and we're going to be called up to meet him in the air. Now, there's several different controversies and things around this. Well, I ain't going to say controversies or theories that some believe in. Doesn't mean that they're wrong. Doesn't mean that they're right. But I think the general overall concept that we all do believe is that we're going to be called up to meet him in the air. And the Bible talks about it. But the word rapture is actually not even in the Bible. The word rapture is actually a man-made term that we use to talk about being called up to meet him in the air. So if my memory serves me correctly, you can read throughout the whole Bible and you will not once see the word rapture. So rapture is how we describe being called up to meet him in the air. However, it do talks about you going up to meet him in the air, and we're going to read some of those scriptures. I believe, you know, part of the reason that we do this is not only because we just love God and we love Jesus and who he is and how he died for us and the remission of our sins, but we also live this life so that what we can be called up to meet him in the air. We want to be called up to meet him in the air. We want to be able to go where Jesus is, because what there's judgment that's going to come to this world at most the time and that grace has run out. And when the time and that grace has run out, then judgment comes, and you don't want to be here when the judgment comes. You know, they talk about the four horsemen and the pale horse and the red horse, and I can't remember the other things. The pale horse, the red horse, I think it's the white horse, oh, and the black horse, and how they put out judgment upon the world for the, you know, the sins of the world and the things that have done, and you don't want to be here in any of that. But that's where some of the little controversial, or some of, like I said, some of the things kind of come in. Some say that that's not going to happen. I mean, not that it's not going to happen, but that when we actually get called up to meet them in the air, that's what some have some controversy over. Some said, do all these things happen, all the horsemen come and all this judgment come, and then we're called up? Or some say that we'll be called up before that, and then when we called up, all this judgment is allowed to come. And, you know, you have different theories on that. And me personally, you was to ask Peter, I believe that we're going to be caught up before then. Because if not, then I'm thinking, what was, you know, the purpose? I mean, you don't want to live through that judgment. You don't want to live through that devastation. You don't want to live through that. You don't want to live through the mark of the beast and your head having to be cut off to be able to be to survive, to show that you're not taking the mark of the beast. You don't want to live through any of that. So it's my understanding, my hope, and my belief that God is going to come get us before all that happens, when that trumpet sounds and we be called up to believe him. But I do believe that he's coming back. I do believe he's coming back. And that's to me, one of the essential parts of the belief is that where he said that he would leave and he would go away and he would prepare a place for us so that he's where that he left and that he's coming back to get us once he's completed that place and we'll go back with him. So what does the Bible say about that then, Peter? Okay, glad you asked. So today we're going to be in Acts chapter 1. We'll start there. New Testament, Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. And it says this, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you in heaven, into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. All right. So here he's telling him what? And he said that the same Jesus who went to heaven, he'll see go back in, I mean, in like manner. He shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The same Jesus. So he talked about him ascending to the heavens, which is taken up from you into the heavens. So here he talked about him ascending to the heavens. Then now we're in what? 1 Thessalonians. It's my second one. I won't be before you long today. 1 Thessalonians, I'm at chapter 4 and verses 16. And it says this, and this is the one that most people know. So then it says this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. And it says this, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. This is when you hear that, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. So this is when you hear people say, you're going to hear that trumpet sound. The trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So those who are already dead, those who are already gone, they're what, as we say, and believe that they're sleeping, meaning that they're just, you know, they're in a state of sleep until that time comes. And those that are dead in Christ, the Bible said what? That they should rise up first. So when you see the dead in Christ rise up and you still alive, you better be paying attention, because that means it's time for us to be called up. Then the Bible says this in verse 17, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. So what is he saying? The dead in Christ shall rise first, and as they're rising, then those who remain. So that tells me a couple of things. Number one, that it's going to be some of us that's going to still be alive. The world is still going to be going on probably pretty much as we know it. Mm-hmm. That things will be going on pretty much as we know it. So that those who are dead will be called up first, and then after those who are dead been called up first, those of us who remain, those of us who are walking around, those of us who are alive, those of us who are engaged here in the earth, then what happens? Those of us who are engaged here in the earth, then he's what? He's going to call us up to meet us in the air. And we will all be called up and we'll all meet him there in the air. Amen? So here, what we believe today, foundation belief number 8, that the rapture is imminent, that God is coming back to get us, and it's just a matter of time, and we're just waiting on him. So, but he tells us to what? To be ye occupied until he comes. So our job is to work, do what we're supposed to do, live right, bless others, help others to find the light, help others to find the cross. And while we're doing that, know that if we do fall off and we go to sleep in him, know that what? If we sleep in him, we sleep in Christ, and that he would call us up first. And those who are asleep, call them up first. And then the rest of us who still remain alive, the Bible said that remain alive, will also be what? Caught up to meet with him in the air, and we should be with the Lord for forever. Isn't that awesome? I don't know about you, but I think that's absolutely awesome. And I would look forward to that point in time. I would look forward to that day when he calls us up to meet him in the air. So ain't you excited? He said, let these words be a comfort to you. Which means that what they are comforting to us, that we should be excited about this, that we should be looking forward to this. We should be like, you know what? I know that, you know what? My Savior lives. And because he lives, then I have hope. And there is a tomorrow for us. We, the believers. God bless you all. I love you all. You all have an amazing, amazing day. I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to get on out of here. And Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Let's go into 2019. You know, 2019, our theme this year as a ministry is the year of why not. So many times, many of us have been like, why not? The year of why not? Why aren't you going to the next level? Why aren't you going forward? So the why not? Thriving in perilous times. 2019, the year of why not? Thriving in perilous times. Again, today, we believe what? Foundation of belief number 8. That we believe that the imminent coming of Jesus Christ is imminent. He said that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And that those who remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Again, the word rapture, you won't find the word rapture in the Bible. So it's a word that we used to describe this taken to describe what's going on here. But nonetheless, didn't make it any less true. So God bless you all. Love you all. Let's pray and get you on out of here. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning, starting us in our right mind. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for you being God and God alone, Lord Jesus. Besides you, there is no other. Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down the same, Lord Jesus, you're so worthy to be praised. Lord, I ask that you forgive us of all our sins, those sins that are known and unknown to us. Lord Jesus, help us and hold us in the palm of thy hand like only you can. Lord Jesus, take us to the next level. Strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Make ways for us, Lord Jesus, like only you can, Lord. We want to say we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you touch your people, Lord Jesus, here, near, there, and everywhere, Lord Jesus, all over the world, Lord Jesus, bless them, Lord Jesus, strengthen them, Lord, like only you can. And Lord, we want to say we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of those sins known and unknown to us, Lord Jesus. I ask that you watch and be careful for us as we go into the new year, Lord Jesus. The things that we need to carry over, Lord Jesus, that were strong, that were good, Lord Jesus, let us walk in that strength. But Lord Jesus, those things that we need to leave behind us, oh God, let us reflect and leave those things behind us, oh God. And I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you continue this to strengthen your people, Lord Jesus. Take them to the next level. Lord, I ask that you bless the White Scott Bumpus and Belvin families, oh God, the Williams family, oh God. Lord, I ask that you touch them. Lord, I ask that you touch my family, our church ministry family, Lord Jesus. We go forward, Lord Jesus, in 2019. I believe it's this year that we're going to thrive. I believe in this year that we're going to continue to thrive in perilous times, oh God, that, Lord Jesus, that you're going to separate hey, the cream from the crop, Lord Jesus, and we're going to rise to the top, Lord Jesus, not to be glorified in our own flesh, Lord, but to be glorified for you, Lord Jesus, to raise up people, Lord Jesus, to help them, Lord Jesus, to find you along the way. And Lord, we want to say we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we love you all, the heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and know that you're God and you're God alone. And besides you, there is no other. From the rising of the sun to the going out of the same, Lord, you're so worthy to be praised. And Lord, we just praise you, Lord, and we give your name all the honor and the praise, the glory, and the power, Lord, for belongs to you and you alone. For we dare not touch that glory, Lord. For we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Strengthen us and keep us up today. Help us to do the things we need to do. And bless others around us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Love you all, brothers and sisters. You have an amazing New Year's Eve. Love on your family. Spend time with them. Get things in order and just continue to walk in the light. Walk in the light. You know, he never told us that it was going to be easy, but I definitely believe that it's going to be worth it. So God bless you all. Love you all. Today been Foundation of Belief number 8. Take care. Bye-bye.